I had dinner with the chief investment officer of a large pension fund, and he explained to me that in his 14 years on the job, his fund had never been above the 27th percentile or below the 47th percentile. It was solidly in the second quartile of pension funds. And as a result, for the 14 years overall, he was in the fourth percentile.
So in other words, by not having any huge blowout years, which often follows those huge top 10 years, he managed to just gradually rise to the top.
Yeah, he never had a top 10 year. He was solidly just a bit above average. And in the peculiar math of investing, that made him one of the best in the world.
That's amazing.
And then I came back to New York and I read about the president of an investment management firm, which was having a particularly bad year that year. And he said, well, you know, he says, yes, it's unfortunate, but the truth is, if you want to be in the top 5% of money managers, you have to be willing to be in the bottom 5%. And I said to myself, I am absolutely unwilling to be in the bottom 5%. I don't care if I'm in the top 5% in any given years. Obviously, my previous discussion had shown that it's not essential. Mm-hmm.